pressed it. I'll kill Aaron Neville.
Since I killed Larry King and you killed Cloris Leachman, we'll get into that in a few minutes. In the meantime, watch this video.
Nice, wasn't it? We'll make friends wherever we go. Angela's Crest, preparations, windows, fuel, air. That's what it is. All right, hit it up.
I love you.
I love you too.
Starting to get some early arrivals at Breakfast Club. We've got House is here, and Tyson from Motorsports. And we're waiting for Danny to open.
Skip Ploss is here. Hi, Skip Ploss.
Hi, everybody. Skip Ploss, you're going to jump in here in a little bit, I'm sure. I hope. I'm sure. There we go. Hi, Mrs. Ryan.
Hello.
Sorry for the echo. Hello to everybody else. Are we good here? All right, we're good. We're going on the Instagram. We're going over here on the YouTube. Hello and welcome back to the Late Night Playset. My name is Jay Ryan. This is Nicole Ryan. And it is Throw It Out Thursday here. It's Thursday, January 28th, 2021. And we're throwing it out. That's all there is to it. It's sort of a do-over show. We did a show on Tuesday. There was an Instagram a log of it. Someone has done 339 today episodes of this show or versions thereof it. And I just straight up didn't hit record. I pressed record over here on the Instagram, and I left our YouTube audience in the shallow wake as we just kicked by and suck my wake. Yeah, jet boat.
I love that movie. Away,
great outdoors, right?
Yeah, dog candy.
Oh god. You guys want to cruise the lake, or you? Yeah, jet boat. Anyway, so sorry we're late. We're happy we're here. So happy that you are with us, and especially here on the Instagram. Hello, everybody. Some stuff going on. I'm waving. That's my thing. That's what I do. If you've come in, howdy, folks. Hi, Skip Lost. If you've joined us lately, you know that's become my new favorite thing. It's nice. We'll push in here, Mrs. And, oh, we got to do the thing. Hang on. It's time. We started this. We got one of these. Yep, there we go. Right up there in the bottom right corner. Ooh. You notice the bug. We showed that the other day, but we didn't really get a chance to use it. It's the do-over show. This is going to be fun. Oh, and look at my shirt, too. That will explain all that a little bit later. I haven't worn that in a long-ass time.
Wow.
I know. And there's reasons for it. Okay, so we played that video in the beginning because Hannah Elliott was here last week. I have gotten so much positive feedback on that episode from people sending me direct messages or texts or just people saying, oh my gosh, I watched the Hannah episode. I don't know why our audience didn't know her previously. She's amazing. I'm glad you know her now. That's for sure. She's amazing. We love her.
Yeah.
And not because she's near Magnus Walker a lot. she's her own person.
She's smart and fun, and I love that lady.
Yeah. Smart, talented, successful. All the things. She has all the things. So thanks to Hannah. That was awesome. Basically, we have some stories to get through. There's Ian. Hi, Ian. Ian Carpenter. Ian Carpenter drives Kermit, the green car that we drove a couple times. And Dorian's here. Hi, Dorian. Herbie Drivers. Sell some homes, buy some cars. Waving. Just Back is here. I love this part. There should be. I guess there is. I guess this is what it looks like when we watch Rain Man and people are just playing video poker. Me. I'm kind of. I see myself in the reflection here. By reflection, I mean camera image mirrored, whatever that is. The camera and see wave. Kermit, yeah, 101 seeing 101 Cars and Coffee. 101 Cars and Coffee, you're the second Saturday of every month. Is that correct? The second Saturday up in Westlake? I think that's correct. I'll make sure. Oh, people are waving in the meantime. I'll keep on doing it. Oh, okay. Love your car, man. Oh, thank you. Thank you, 101 Cars and Coffee. Love your show, man. We'll be up there at the next one as well. Yes, exactly. Second Saturday of every month up in Westlake, and you can go to the 101 CNC. For the info on that. This is Ryan. I'm going to put this up here because I always. Here we go. There it is. Yep. There Yay. It is. Yep. Too busy. Hang on. Let me move the bug over, which is with the same thing that happened last time. And now I'll remember to move it over here. You get the bug. You get a bug. My little button isn't working. It'd be a lot more effective if it had done something. Phyllis says, I'm watching on YouTube and Instagram. Thank you, Phyllis. My mother, everybody, driving up the metrics. All right, checking out the YouTube. We are live on the YouTube. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. And also, shout out to Skip Ploss, who Weirdos Pizza's here. Weirdos Pizza. You got to check it out if you're in the Los Angeles area.
It's so good.
it is weird. You have to go pick it up yourself, and there are some other weird facets to it, but it is 100% worth it. Couldn't recommend it enough. It is proper East Coast New York City style pizza. I shouldn't say East Coast. There are a variety of pizzas on the East Coast, but this is New York City style pizza, which is very hard to find in Los Angeles. There's a lot of close ones, really a lot of close ones. They imported Papa Vin out from New York. To come start some pizza out here. And thank God for us, they're only like two blocks away. As a matter of fact, if you're a movie fan, they are located in the intersection from Lethal Weapon where they think something's going down, a robbery or whatever, but it turns out it's just they're shooting a commercial and it's you know, Danny Glover's daughter's commercial, whatever. That's right where they are.
So cool.
We love you, Weirdos Pizza. I was going to say before, shout out to Skip Ploss, though, who was the person who sent me a text in real time on the show last week saying, hey, you know, you're not on YouTube. And I just honestly thought it was a YouTube issue. I didn't think it would be possible that I didn't record the show. That somehow that escaped me.
You're better than that.
I don't know. Apparently, I thought so. Apparently, I'm not at all. David Keynes, hello to you. And Ariana, Apex Dream Cars is here waving 911 DNA. Rudo's Pizza again. Porsche Germany is here. Thank you, Porsche Germany. Love it when you follow. Westlake Autoscape is where the 101 Cars and Coffee is. Check that out. But yeah, so Skip Ploss actually sent me the message, and I was like, there was so much going on. I had my waving, and you were talking. Can't remember who was here. Oh, nobody was here, but I was definitely waving. Guards Red is here. 997. Oh, Guards. That's not Guards Red. I thought it was, but hi, I'm gonna wave anyway. You are wonderful. Thank you, weirdos. We love you. We genuinely love you. There's a weird thing where, like, they bring it out to you. Like, you go up to the parking lot of a former Firestone tire place. But whatever, you go pull it up there, but you send them a text when they're there, and then they run it out to you. So I'm always like, yellow 911 has arrived. And they're like, yes, can't wait. We're on our way. It's so cool.
That is so neat.
And it's out there in, like, seconds. It's not like, when we get to it. Like, no, when they say we're running it out, they really run right out. It's fun.
That is awesome.
There's something old school about going to pick up a pizza. It really feels like East Coast because everything's so get it delivered these days, mm-hmm. especially in LA and especially right now.
Yeah. We used to pick up Chinese food. I used to feel that way.
Absolutely. Do you, speaking of picking up and stuff and where, how the world is and whatever, what do you, see, I don't know if you actually knew this movie as well as, as well as I did and some other folks. But The Fifth Element, do you remember that movie at all?
Barely.
It's Bruce Willis, and it doesn't really matter because the acting is not really part of it. The story is that, you know, there are the four elements, the earth, wind, fire, air? No, that's wind. Earth, wind, fire, water.
Air.
Water. Water would be the other one. Right? Yeah. Earth is ground. Wind is air. Fire is fire. Mm-hmm. Water. Yeah, water is the other one. And then human is the fifth element.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. In the movie, anyway. But it takes place in, like, the not-so-distant future from now, and everybody lives in tiny little apartments, and they all have everything delivered. Like, if you want Thai food, they just come bring it there and make it for you, and then off they go. And we're kind of almost there.
Yeah. Just about. Holy cow.
That's weird. Thanks for being there. March Ebedo. And Phyllis sent requests. All right. Well, Phyllis, we're going to do that in the future, but I don't know if now is the right time. Let's go with March. He's going to tell me how to say this. Macabedo. Oh, I bet it's probably Macabedo. I don't know. I probably missed my opportunity. Oh, no. Maybe he's here. Make sure we got a mic here. Can you hear us, Macabedo?
Yeah, I can hear you. How's it going?
Am I saying your name right?
It's my nickname, March Beto.
Oh, March Beto. And then, yeah. I see. It's your glasses and your forehead. I got you. You're in a dark room. This is a late night show where you are.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, it's no time.
Where are you? Where are you located?
Up in Door County, but, you know, we're hoping to head to Ojai in March so we can join you all on the Newcomb Ranch run and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Okay, so you're here on the West Coast, so it's only 5:15 for you. And where are you that it's so dark? Are you in a cave?
No. We're in Door County. We're in Door County, Wisconsin, hoping to head your way in March.
Oh, I see. Wisconsin. So it's a little bit later there.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it's later. Midnight
sun. I hope you do make it out. Are you a Porsche owner in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I have a few cars, and we're hoping to take the Platinum Metallic SC out your way.
Okay. Well, what? Platinum Metallic SC is one. What else do you have that might be of interest?
Well, let's see here now. I got to think.
Wow.
I got a 78 SC Targa, cashmere beige, 3912s, 2914s.
Cool.
56 and a 924.
Holy smokes. You going to get you going to round it out with any more Porsches?
I'm always looking. It's just a question of storage as always.
Absolutely. Do you happen to know a guy named Jeff St. Clair? Because he's saying hi right now in St. Clair Insurance. Hey, guys, right here live.
Oh, yeah, I see that. No,
oh, they can see it too. Oh, man. All right, so your real name is Mark, though? Do I call you Mark?
No, me? No, I'm Bob.
Bob. Oh, Bob's very easy. It's not easy for me, but it's very easy.
My nickname in Spanish.
Okay, so Bob, how do you come to know even who we are or how this works? Because this is kind of new to me, and in my mind I'm thinking, oh, strangers are joining. But the fact that there are people who already follow us makes perfect sense. It just it escaped me somehow. So how did you come to find us?
You know, I wouldn't say good friends, but certainly acquaintance of Paul from AutoCano. And I know he follows you guys. And we've been to Ojai a couple of times, and we've gone to the Santa Barbara Porsche events at our rental car, Kia. And, you know, just my brother lives in San Clemente, so we're out there with at various times. And just kind of the West Coast Porsche culture, which I, you know, envy very much out here.
Very cool. Well, yeah. Well, the weather, especially right now, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
Although, we'll have to talk about this a little bit later. I think tomorrow's Breakfast Club will probably be, and I hate to say this, probably going to be canceled because of the crazy weather. I mean, we might try it if we want, but I mean, it'll be the middle of the storm. They'll be trying to clear the road. So, I don't know.
I was wondering about that. Oh, my.
Yeah. I know. We never, ever do that. We never have to, but I kind of don't want to get in their way either.
Sure, sure.
They've had enough of a hard time this year,
you know,
fires and everything else. Oh, the video feed ended. All of them? Everything? I wonder how that happened. I don't know. All right. Well, what do you do in a situation like this? Do I just fire it up and blast it out there? But that's not the right thing to do. No, I'm not going to do that. But I do need to go live again, so we'll just... Yeah, we'll all right, discard that, and we'll come over here. See, this is how it works. You can have it live on one or the other, but they don't want you doing both. So this will be the YouTube show.
Confusing.
Oh, well, that's all right. Telling your followers you're here and you started a live video. That's awesome. All right, well, Bob may or may not come back. In the meantime, I did want to tell you a couple things that we talked about on Tuesday, but the truth is one of them already has an addendum to it. So... I kind of feel like it's current again, and we would have talked about it again anyway. So I should probably – do we want to start with Kobe or start with – because I'm wearing this shirt. I'm going to start with Kobe.
Kobe.
On Tuesday must have been the day that was the anniversary of Kobe Bryant's death. Mm-hmm. That's not in celebration. poorly planned and not thought out at all. So, and Instagram people, I'm so sorry. You heard this story the other day. I'm going to tell the Kobe Bryant story again because I'm wearing the thing and because there's more to it since. So, you know what? I'll back it up. And that way we can kill two birds here and actually save some time. I'm going to pull up my Instagram right now. And I'm going to go to the computer. I think. PCH Driver's here. Hello. It's so good to see you. Oh God, I love that guy, Sean Winograd. I love him.
Oh, huh?
It's his other account. I hope everyone else knows that. I hope it wasn't a secret. All right, I'm gonna go to the computer here for the Instagram. I posted these today. That is an old friend who I built the car with, and the two guys in the middle are Bob Zemeckis and Bob Gale, writers creators of the Back to the Future franchise. This was after my buddy and I had just finished building, the first time through, first pass of the DeLorean time machine that we built. And then we, thanks to, I think it was Simon Wells who put it together, again, name drop, but great-grandson of H.G. Wells and director of the time machine movie. But anyway, we got to go to the set of whatever movie Bob was working on. I think it was the High Wire one with the tightrope one between the World Trade Center.
Oh, I'm right. Yeah.
With mm-hmm. Le Petit, whatever his name was. Anyway, the story was told about how these guys brought the brought the car to the set on Jay Leno's garage by Bob Gale, and obviously he misremembered that just a tiny bit because it was us. But the story did happen, so it's all correct. But this was all the backstory to tell you that at one point, my friend and I had built a DeLorean time machine. So we had it. We had a DeLorean time machine here in Los Angeles. I started doing charity stuff with it. I started doing like whenever somebody, like a friend from work, could have a birthday party or whatever the heck, you know, whatever. In this industry, if you're safe in the pocket, that word gets around fast. And before we knew it, we were doing bigger events. And we sort of became, not sort of, we became the official Universal time machine that they would use to like the promo car
for everything public.
Right. The original car, back to my camera. I didn't know what I was doing over this. So, oof. The original car was rotting away on the back lot. And to everyone's dismay, you would see it on the tour and the tires were flat and there was almost nothing left to it. And so we had this one that looked great. It looked just like the movie car. And I'd already met Bob Gale and I'd done some things with him. So I can't remember, put it together with Universal or maybe whatever. Somehow he approved, maybe gave me the stamp of, oh, this is okay. And Universal started using our car for everything. We did the 25th anniversary. We did the DVD, the Blu-ray launch. We did the Scream Awards. That was the first time Michael and Christopher were back together again. We did the video game launch, like everything to do with Back to the Future for like those 5 or 6 years, whatever. If you saw the DeLorean, it was probably ours if it was in a commercial or whatever. We did that Nike shoe launch, the release thing. We did the Kobe Bryant thing. So anyway, all of this to say, I blew the lead there. All of this to say, one time Universal called us or Nike or one of them. Oh, hang on. I got a wave. Hi, everybody. Just finishing up a story that we told the other day. All of this to say that I got a call from, I think it was Nike, and they wanted to hire the car for an event for maybe someone else to drive the car, but definitely at least for me to drive the person around for the day and go to like a couple different places. And it was all very, what's the word when you don't want to, ambiguous?
Clandestine.
No. When you don't want to tell somebody what, ambiguous? Like when you're trying to, you know, there's a basketball player and he's really ambiguous. Famous, but you don't want to say it's Kobe
Bryant.
That's a good
word.
Well, it was Kobe Bryant, and it was a big deal. They had me bring the car over to Nike, and they had to look it all over and approve it. It was like a whole to-do. And then sure enough, now I'll come over here to the Instagram again, and I posted these the other day. This was me and Kobe in some parking lot in Santa Monica where we were talking, and he wanted me to build him a Batmobile. We had just done a photo shoot. With him and the car and the sneakers. If I didn't blow the lead before, this was for the Back to the Future shoe release that Matt's talking about nonstop on the show.
Pump.
You keep saying that. No. You're thinking of the Reebok pump sneaker that wasn't in Back to the Future. Back to the Future had the power laces. Is that what you're thinking of?
Yep.
Yeah.
My bad.
Same thing though. There was definitely a little kick. And the Back to the Future one was designed by Tinker Hatfield, who may have done the way back in the day. So you might be more right than even I know. Anyway, we did this awesome thing where I drove him. I had to drive him from this parking lot in Santa Monica down Main Street in Santa Monica in the DeLorean. So Air Mags, exactly, the Air Mags. Thank you very much. Sean Winograd, he's such a good producer. He's even producing this show from afar. So good. Sean Winograd, by the way, we met him when he was working on Wheeler Dealers. He is now working on Top Gear, season 2 of Top Gear. So congrats on that. All of this to say, gosh. Forgive me, by the way, I told this story the other day, so I feel like, what did I say already? What didn't I? And it was my idea to do it again. I blame myself. There was a really cool moment that I really wanted to share with the YouTube audience, which was inside the DeLorean is itty bitty. It's tiny. But the street that we were on is packed with people just because it's that type of district. It's like a gas lamp district and walk streets, tons of restaurants, bars, pedestrians everywhere.
Out.
Right. Exactly. So everybody is waving and honking in their horns and in their cars and like, you know, cell phones. Everybody is honking. And Kobe is waving back like crazy, of course, because he's Kobe. And he turns to me at one point and is like, I'm sorry, man. I get this all the time. And I took a beat while I collected myself to think, like, how do I say this the right way? And I literally just kind of smiled and did a gulp and was like, I'm sure you do, but I get this all the time too. I don't even think they can see you. Like, this happens to me every single time I drive a car. And he was like, he had this kind of a, like, this moment of, is he right? And then he sort of tested it and he saw that I was right. And then he kind of had this, there was this calm that occurred in this little tiny time machine. And we both got real. And he started talking about Philadelphia, where he's from, and the whole thing. I said the other day, I did actually tell him that.
Just like the Fresh Prince, West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Such an idiot. I'm such an idiot. But I did. I really did. And it was really neat. It was really neat. And we went to the Undefeated. Was where I had to drop him. It's if you watch Entourage, it was the sneaker shop in Entourage. It's where all of the sneakerheads line up like for days to get the new kicks. Pamela Anderson was there in the line.
I think she might have just wanted to be noticed. That loved that place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd never heard of it. I was like, they didn't even spell it right. There's no vowels.
Oh, he loved it. He always was window shopping.
Oh, wait a second. You probably don't want to say his name, but he was also on Entourage, and he may have even been in that scene at that place.
Oh, you think?
Can I say his name?
Yeah.
Was it DJ AM?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in the episode I'm talking about because he was a sneakerhead. They pulled up behind his car, and it said AM or whatever. That's funny. She used to work with DJ AM.
I did.
He comes up a lot because it was Adam Goldstein. Mm-hmm. So Adam Goldberg is the other one.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, RIP. Kobe could not have been nicer to me, could not have been like more gracious, more generous with the people that he saw. Like, you know, he only got the first 20 people or whatever it was, maybe 100 people, I don't know, got to meet Kobe. It's not like he sat there all day signing sneakers. But the people he got to see, I'm telling you, he made their life. He made their life. So cool.
He seems like a present, caring kind of guy.
I mean, this was 2008, I think somebody posted. I wasn't sure when it was, and they said it was 2008. So I can't remember when, like, you know, there was some legal controversy that went on, and I can't remember when all that was. But I feel like it must have been long blown over because everybody had nothing but love for him on that day. And then anybody since anybody who's ever found out that I was the guy in the car. That picture, by the way, became a meme. Here, let me go back to it. This picture became a meme, like for forever, like especially in 2020, and especially after he died. I guess it's been a ton of memes, come to think of it. But so it's current. So whenever somebody's like, I've seen that picture all over the internet. Somebody posted on the other day, and he's like, I can't believe it was you in the car driving. Nobody thinks about that. But meanwhile, you can see this tattoo. It's so funny. Oh, man. All right, back to the phones. Back to the phones so we can talk about Larry King in a second. All right, did I do this right? Boom, boom, boom. I think that's all right. Did we get it? Craig C. Chen. Hi, Craig C. Chen. So he was one of the people he followed during the DeLorean days. Paul Novotny. Hi, Paul. Craig C. Chen. And then I've got updates. Bob Gale did respond today, by the way, but Bob Gale isn't into it right now. He said between COVID and he's working on a couple things. He said he'd be happy to circle back in a little bit. He also said they just, because I don't follow this anymore, I didn't realize, he just, at the end of last quarter, did tons of press for the 35th anniversary and 4K Blu-ray release of the Back to the Future franchise.
Oh.
I can't believe that this thing is still going. I actually take a bit of credit because I was one of the people who sort of reinvigorated it, you know, 15 years ago or whatever, and a lot of others. But that wave that sort of made, like, whatever's going on now with the younger kids, because it's the kids now watching it. It's not just the adults.
You guys made it cool again.
Oh, no, I don't want that. But kudos to them. Kudos to them for that. But I thought it was pretty funny because I was like, gosh, the last time we were involved was the 25th and the Blu-ray release and all that. My bonus feature... it's probably gone now because there's a new Blu-ray, but it was on the old Blu-ray set, whatever the 25th anniversary set Blu-ray. It's pretty funny. You can still see it on the internet. Me and Dean Kundi. One vintage. I have watched them all with my 12-year-old daughter, who also loved it. Man, I agree. That first one is really a perfect movie, and if you look at the other two, they're pretty darn good as well. The second one, nobody seems to like the second one. It may be my favorite from a movie-making standpoint. Bob Zemeckis says this too. I think he calls it his most interesting movie or his most... There's a reason he likes it too, even though it didn't turn out as good as he wanted because he was already making Back to the Future 3. They did them not concurrently. What do you call that?
Simultaneous.
No, that's the same as concurrently. What would be... Oh, maybe it's not. Maybe you're right. Whatever, but they did one right after the other. Whichever one that is. And so he was doing post on Back to the Future 2 down here in LA while he was shooting Back to the Future 3 up in Sonoma. Get
Jeez.
It? Mm-hmm. Shooting 12, 15-hour days, getting on the private jet to come down here to look at what they'd done, and then the dailies from this. I mean, it's an impossible schedule. I don't know how either movie got finished. But with that, it's such an interesting movie, the second one. Second have some quality for sure, yeah. Yeah. Analog Speed's here, by the way. Good to see you, buddy. Bob Marcabetta, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there. Our connectivity it all fell apart. But I was enjoying our conversation, and I hope that you do get out here from Wisconsin. And you've got quite a car collection, so good for you. You don't think of having... I mean, these cars are everywhere. You don't think of, oh, there's a dozen of them in one guy's garage in Wisconsin.
I never would have thought that.
Happy Thursday, bro. Yeah. He's so awesome. Yeah, no Wi-Fi. Oh, that was you. So you dropped it up. All right. Well, that makes me feel better. I've got so much stuff going on here these days. I was just finally starting to get comfortable with the old rig, and now we've got to like do a whole nother thing here. But I'm loving the I'm loving it. That's McDonald's. I'm loving the interface. Mr. Soul joined. You're not even gonna chance to wave at me first. I'm gonna do it to you. Close to Elkhart Lake. I don't know anything about Wisconsin other than hello Wisconsin from Mark Brazil's show. One of our guests, previous guests, created that 70s show. And he, I can't remember if he was actually from there. No, he was from Chicago. No. Maybe he might have been. He's Eric Foreman, so he might have been from Wisconsin. Big car culture. Is that where that 70s show took place? Is that why? So that must be where Mark Brazil is from.
Yeah, I think so.
Road America is in Wisconsin? How did I never know that? Where did I think it was? I don't know. That's so awesome. This is fun. I can just watch this, though. That's the thing. I forget I'm supposed to do other stuff. Well, we're killing time. That's good. How are you feeling today? We didn't even talk about you.
It's not a great week, but I'm okay.
Yeah, you're moving around very, very poorly. Do you think that the weather has anything to do with that? Because I notice whenever there's a big shift and we got a cold front this week.
Yeah, it makes my body shiver when it gets cold, and that throws my whole alignment out of whack. I have to be really present about it.
Yeah, the shivering thing I get. I mean, I get too. What other chat is that? Oh, Brian Frober, Instagram, Skip Plus is on it. Man, Skip Plus is the best. Skip Plus, I don't know how to add a moderator, but you've already got the job. When we go to Twitch, say it three times, it must be happening. We'll need a moderator. That Porsche girl. Hello, that Porsche girl. Laura, I love you. Sorry we didn't even get to even hang out the other day at that awesome Cars and Coffee. I saw Kayla for a bit, but I didn't get to really see you at all. So, like, waved hello. And I even recognized you the whole time. Hi. I recognized you the whole time and everything. These days with the masks and everybody's bundled up, nobody recognizes anybody.
No. I watch interactions where no one knows everyone all the time. It's kind of funny.
Skip Plaw said, I had a free and wood Vista Cruiser and had a redhead living next door growing up. Skip Plaw, maybe you were Eric Foreman. Green. What color was the one on the show? Like gold, green, bronze? Hi, that Porsche girl. They're all, see, that's what I love. Okay. All right. So here we go. Craig C. Chen is a big fan of these movies. So let's see what he has to say about it. It seems to me they came up with a story of the third movie, but they didn't come up with a story of the second. So they just put together a second movie very quickly so they can link all three together. I understand that logic, Craig C. Chen, except that I would tell you or remind you, I guess, because I have a feeling you knew this at one point, that they wrote them together. It was actually one script that had to be cut down. It was one Back to the Future sequel that was way too big to be one movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And they said, all right, well, how about if and they wanted X amount of dollars for it. And they're like, well, how about $35 million each, or something like that. And that's how that worked. At least that's how I remember it from Bob Gale. But I certainly could be wrong about that. That Portugal High 101. Rambo, what's up, Rami? Rami, I miss you. Skip Plus, the show one was brown. Okay. All right. The real Mark Brazil, the real Eric Foreman was here, and he was a Porsche guy when he was on that show because he had money from that 70s show, and he had a bunch of Porsches. He told a story about how two got stolen in one night from his garage, and Craig says, interesting. I don't disagree with you for how it all cut together. But the only thing with the other thing is I would say that the third movie is actually a much easier task. The second movie is much harder to accomplish. They had to go rebuild the original sets. They had to do the continuity. The third one was like, do it new, make it a Western. Okay. you guys ever visit Twin Lone Pines Mall? Yeah, I've been there a number of times when I used to do all that stuff for the actual trilogy stuff. If you recall the commercial for the Hyper Dunk, the Power Laces shoe, the commercial was a remake of the car at the mall. It was a remake of that night. It was happening modern day, but it was like these people go to the mall and they go to the Foot Locker or whatever the heck. And we recreated at the Lone Pine Mall, Puentes Hill Mall, with the Time Machine and Christopher Lloyd and Frank Marshall. Like there was a lot of the original team there. Because it was, we did it with Radical Media, so Frank Marshall was like directing.
It's just so impressive.
Yeah, if you're not going to get Spielberg, Frank Marshall or Kathleen Kennedy, just as good. It was really really cool. So yes, I've been there. I've been there, and it was overnight. It was and Dean Kundy lit it like it was just like the movie. Like Dean Kundy, the director of photography from the film, was there and he relit it. Just like the movie. So they did the wet down and we had the DeLorean sliding all around. Shelley Ward was the stunt driver for that. Come to think of it, I bet our friend Sarah Trimble probably knows Shelley Ward. What's on Nicole's shirt? Always curious. Looks like Newcomb's Ranch to me, but it's a mirror. That was David Keane's. Absolutely. Puente Hills Mall, for sure. I can tell you all about it. There were some people who had actually like remapped like what the DeLorean chase was with the Libyans and everything, and they like drew it all out. I didn't do it. That's a little too much for me. I also never dressed up. That was a thing that a lot of the people did. I just wasn't a cosplay person. Hi, P-Car Talk guys. You guys are awesome. Huge shout out to Aaron and Mike. Yeah, I love that. I waved at you. Got it. Guys, if you're not already, check out the P-Car Talk guys. I'm telling you. They're just great. They're just great guys. I don't listen to the podcast as much, but I watch it on YouTube and I watch their videos on YouTube and their Instagram feed's great. Check it out. P-Car Talk. P-C-A-R Talk, which is not how I'm doing it. Love you too. Yeah, love you too. Love you too, too. It's so awesome. I love this community. Auto Amateur says, hey. Hey. All right, should we tell everybody how you killed Larry King? I guess we killed Larry King. Maybe I killed Larry King.
Yeah. Let's get into that story.
All right, RIP Larry King. Let's start there. You guys are awesome. You're awesome. Thanks, Auto Amateur. Do we know you, Auto Amateur? I can't. I think if I click on something, it'll probably like take me. I don't want to do that. Chuck Miller joined. Hi, Chuck Miller. I waved at him. Okay, so the other day, RIP Larry King. before that, I want to tell you that Larry King was actually very special to me. He was important in my life. I found him in an early age. I don't know what it was about this damn microphone, but Kermit the Frog had it on Sesame Street. Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here. And I was attached to it. I imprinted on it. Letterman, we already know. Larry King had the same thing, and I would watch it. There's something about this damn microphone, this style of microphone, that apparently really got me as a kid and left its mark. And I heard Larry King decided not to be frozen. I hope so. I know what you're talking about, though, because on Conan he talked about being frozen after the fact, like Ted Williams. Cryogenic.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, I loved Larry King. He was very special to me. I watched him my whole childhood. I was watching all of these adult interviews with people on cable news, on CNN. Jay's got to be home at 9 o'clock to watch Larry King. He's 15 years old. Oh, leave the coffee shop. Get home on your skateboard to go watch Larry King. Oh, my gosh. It's true. That's the worst part. It's embarrassing because it's so true. All right. That was Larry King, the broadcaster. He was also in Ghostbusters, so like in my mind, he was a big deal. You know, that was Larry King, the Iron Horse of broadcasting, as Dave used to call him. Okay, cut to the 90s, and I'm working at Conan, and as a couple years later from what I just said, I was only 16, 17 now, and Larry King is a staple on Conan. He's coming on all the time, like almost once a week. Like we said this the other day, like a couple times a month is not an exaggeration. And he was not a funny guy, not intentionally funny on the Larry King show. It was a hardcore interview show generally. And on Conan, he kind of wanted to be funny. I think maybe it was always in him and he just didn't get the opportunity with the work that he did. It didn't come out. But I think maybe being around other people and perhaps the youth of that show, there was, you know, it was all brand new, fresh show with a lot of young energy. Oh, we can try new things. And the industry was changing and a lot of stuff that you never could have gotten away with in the old days was like on television. For whatever reason, Larry wanted to be funny. And I don't know if it was Larry or Conan, the writers, who actually facilitated it first, how it worked out. Because I'm assuming he was just booked as a guest once and they were like, threw an idea at him and it went from there. Larry is sort of known as being this kind of a funny guy. He's more of a joke now. He wasn't when I was a kid. And I don't personally take credit, but I love that something that I was a part of is sort of due credit for another generation even knowing who Larry King is. Because if he was just the interviewer guy, he would have been off in the 90s or whenever his show went off, you know? He wouldn't have kept up an internet audience.
Probably not. He let loose on Conan. It's really neat to see.
Highly recommend Conan or Team Coco YouTube account put up a really nice little tribute the other day showing Conan's words, but also a really great clip reel. And a lot of the things you see, almost everything you saw on that old set, I was there for. And it was really cool to see them again. And also to have the memories that I mentioned on the show the other day, like see them and have you experience them and see you laughing at them. I had nothing to do with the creative of it. I was pulling cable on the floor, but I was in the room and I remember those feelings, you know, I remember the energy. So on and on and on. It was cool. RIP Larry King. The night he died on whatever it was. So Monday night, it must've been the missus and I decided to watch an old movie from the 90s called Enemy of the State. Will Smith, Gene Hackman, awesome movie. Huge cast, actually. There's nobody in it who isn't really famous.
No one who's not famous now.
And we watched it, and it's a great movie. Again, I highly recommend it. It's on HBO Max right now. But it literally, the last thing before the credits is Larry King as Larry King. And he's blah, 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 saying something or other. And I was like, oh, I should give you the history. She killed Tony Soprano when we were watching The Sopranos for the first time because he died when we were on our way through that. And at the end of Enemy, and there were others too, at the end of Enemy of the State, I go, oh, Larry. Oh, hang in there, Larry. Because he was alive. The next morning, woke up to my phone saying, Larry King, dead at 86. Killed me. I killed him. That was the story that we told on the show the other day. Like Leslie Nielsen, an airplane, exactly. But since, it's actually gotten worse because I was working in the other room. This was yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday. And because of we watch things on the Apple TV, all of our TVs, instead of a cable boxes, we have the Apple TVs. So you can see like, you want to pick up what you're watching here in each room, whatever the fuck. The Mary Tyler Moore Show was on, like, you want to pick this up? She was watching the Mary Tyler Moore Show in the other room, the old Mary Tyler Moore Show.
I haven't watched it in so long.
I don't think anybody even would remember that show other than, like, the people that I wanted to do the show for, the old people who are retired out of this business. But it was Ted Knight. It was Gavin McLeod, Captain Steubing for the Love Boat fans. It was Betty White, and it was Cloris Leachman. And literally I saw that and 15 minutes later popped up on my feed. Cloris Leachman died. I went in and knocked on the door. I was like, were you just watching Mary Tyler Moore? You're like, well, I was before. I was like, you killed Cloris Leachman.
Energy's powerful.
Oh, I think it's great. There we go. Shout out. Love to both Larry King and Cloris Leachman. Love that set with the world map. Iconic. Yeah, me too. Me too. All those little dots. And again, this for me. It was this. So cool. Oh, the Instagram audience is missing the bubbles. That's no fair. There you go. It's happening. It's really happening. So good. Oh, I'll turn the bubbles off now. All right. Anybody got any questions? I've yammered on for a long time. TJ Navy, Tim, dude. Let's see what see how I did on the card. And then see if anybody jumps in here. Skip Plaz, no, you killed Frau Blocher too. Yep, she did. She did. Paused due to poor connection. Reconnecting. Oh, good. Good. Yes, she did. all right, we told you about Kobe, right? We talked about Larry King. Talked about Cloris Leachman. There's a TBT Lately video, which we can or don't have to do, but I do need to tell you about St. Clair Insurance. We've been talking about all these cars. Dude! We've been talking about all these cars. And what goes with your car? You got to have the insurance with the car. Waving! E4630ED. Oh, look. Before we get to St. Clair Insurance and coverageforyourtoys.com, I want to tell you that I felt like a real idiot when I saw the damn Instagram feed back the other day when my brain wasn't concentrating on processing all the other information and I read very clearly A to Z FX. Remember, I was like, oh, it's like Greeking. It was simply A to Z FX. Simplest ever, and I made it terrible and complicated. So sorry to the A to Z FX people and the person who asked the question. I take full responsibility. It was my fault. Throttlefly. I waved at Throttlefly. Oh, gosh. What was I doing? St. Clair Insurance. That's not it. St. Clair Insurance. They say all that separates men and boys is the coverage for their toys. Men and boys. When I was a kid, I played cars, and I still do. But the only difference is the price of those cars. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, same thing with the coverage. But you still need the coverage for your toys. I would highly recommend checking out St. Clair Insurance, going to coverageforyourtoys.com, getting yourself a Hagerty policy. Even if you already have a Hagerty policy, switch it on over to coverageforyourtoys.com. Switch it on over to St. Clair Insurance by going to coverageforyourtoys.com. The teleprompter is going too fast for me. I can't keep up. Slow it down. No, I keep getting caught up. Coverageforyourtoys.com. St. Clair Insurance, they're our friends. They want to be yours too. Check them out. CoverageForYourToys.com. All right, let's move it over to the other side of things. This is for the Instagram audience as well. Need a lift lately? Cruise into a healthy 2021 with Cruise Into Wellness CBD. The cruise is with a Z. CruiseIntoWellness.com. We love Rob and the whole team over at Cruise Into Wellness. I think he's not watching tonight because I think they're closed because I think he is at a, it's not a trade show. I don't know what it would be. Like one of those places where you see all the new products and I guess it is. It would be a trade show.
Yeah.
But for the CBD, medicinal CBD field.
That he's finding out really cool stuff.
I hope so, because I think I think this is the thing. It's like upfront. So you decide what stuff you want to carry in the future. Like, oh, okay, I like what they're doing here. I like this packaging and this sounds good, blah, blah, blah. We'll try it.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works. So we love their gummies. They have gummies, and they've got some rubs. Actually, Cruise into Wellness branded rubs, like you know, ointments that are really, really good. Highly recommend checking them out. And if you want to be a guest here in studio, you'll be gifted a $50 gift certificate to Cruise into Wellness. So there's that too.
It's pretty rad.
I know it's tough right now with COVID. I will tell you that we're very, very careful with how we have things set up. And that's all I'll tell you. I don't want to convince anybody, because God forbid. But you said it was okay. It's like, no. It's not that. Cruise into Wellness. I really enjoy them. I'm not on them right now, although you might think I was. All right. Robin Winmer, Chi-Town Cruiser, and Sternfish. Sternfish. I wonder if that – what the hell does Sternfish mean? Hi, Chi-Town. What is Sternfish? I wonder if that's something I don't know, or if it's like, a, you know, Howard Stern tuna fish like that. I don't want to give Howard Stern any ideas to make more money, but I'm just saying, if he comes out with a line of tuna fish. Two nights this week. Yeah, you know what happened, man, was Tuesday was a bit of a bust. We did this, and I screwed it up on the record, so we're doing it again. And we had a guest that rescheduled. It is what it is. I'm not too worried about it. But, yeah. Short answer, yeah.
Oh, I keep doing this. I keep taking it away.
People want to see that part. Miles Brown. Yep. And Angie won. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Good stuff. It happens. Yeah, man, on episode 338, I simply didn't press the record button. And I really boned the YouTube audience. It was nice. I left the desk and went and made dinner. That was easy.
I thank you.
I'd like to, since we did this the other day, but we didn't see it, I pulled out the easy button from the Three Pedal Posse, which isn't an easy button. It's a different button. And I warn you now, watch your ears. It might be.
What the fuck?
Yep.
What the fuck?
Oh, God, they're all lined up now.
AwesomeButtons.com.
AwesomeButtons.com. See, now that is a bullshit commercial in the middle. Here. Now, what if you wanted to say, like, I'm in the middle of a meeting and I'm so pissed off at buttons.com. R.I.P. Kobe. Yeah. Yeah. Is this on a delay? Oh, maybe it is on a delay. Maybe if they're watching on YouTube, yeah, you can watch it anytime. And it would be. Oh, man, that's interesting. Tahoe Blue Flame, good to see you. Oh, that's not who I think it is. That's Tahoe somebody else, isn't it? Oh, no. Well, it's still good to see you. And Rogers. 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 5M3. Oh, E. Rogers, probably. When I simply relax my brain, everything comes clear. The Rees. All right. We've done close to an hour. I did the commercials. Do we want to do viewer mail and or a TBT? What do you guys want? Do you guys want a viewer mail or a TBT? Or the YouTube audience? There's only 40 people. Oh, yeah, only six right now. It was 40 before. 40 is the most. No GVBC tomorrow. Well, that's interesting. We talked about it before. I mean, I can in good conscience say, like, hey, we're going to be up there and everybody should come because the roads are going to be shit. The truth of the matter is I was thinking we would still try it. Viewer mail. All right. We'll do the viewer mail. That's so funny. Also, we should do some real viewer mail. I mean, I don't have any right now, but we should open that up to the audience where, you know, send in a thing and write a silly question and we'll answer it. And, you know, it can be a real question that we would just answer, or it can be something silly where, like, some question about the set, or, hey, why do you like that microphone? I don't know, whatever. I don't want to write it for you. They're talking 60 inches of snow. Wuss. 60 inches of snow is a lot. I heard 5.5 inches of slush up there is what I was hearing up at from Karina up in Chileo, which is a fair assessment for, like, she would. Chileo is right there. They're maybe less than 500 feet lower than Newcombs.
She always would know, I think.
Yeah. I think 60 inches of snow, maybe in some parts. I don't think they're expecting that in the Angeles National Forest, where we go anyway. I would expect it to be cold and rainy down here and switching to freezing and frozen up there, which is just not good driving weather. I'm not worried about us. I'm never worried about us. But I can't in good conscience tell other people, oh, come on up. It's no problem. Especially these days where there's a lot of newcomers coming. It's not like, oh, the dozen people who know what they're doing and know this road. There's a lot of first-timers.
It's a little treacherous.
I don't know. What do you think about that Chi-Town Cruiser? And I'll get the viewer mail ready. The Rees. Is it the Rees? Or Theries? No, it's the Rees. Like Rees. Like R-H-Y-S. I am Maverick. Porsche join. Yeah, you did. Where is Goose Porsche? Ren Enthusiast joined. Hi, Ren Enthusiast. Good to see you. Good to see you. No matter what I do, I can't make it right in the Instagram. It's right over here on YouTube, though. This is just lovely. I don't normally do the postcards, but I did the Paul Kennel one, which was like a postcard in an envelope. So I'm doing this one because it's from our friends. May the new year bring you good health, wealth, and happiness. Hope to see more of you. Oh, I'm not supposed to do this part. Well, it doesn't matter. Hope to see more of you safely in 2021 from the Silberton Torres family. It's from David, Alex, and the kids.
Thanks, guys.
Dawson and Dylan.
So nice.
Yeah, it is so nice. They were on a road trip, you recall. I want to tell you what else is going on. I feel the need for speed. That's it. See, remember Maverick and Goose?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it'll be a short drive, Chi-Town said. Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. Best to try it next week, I guess. I am Maverick Porsche. Do we know you? I don't know your screen name. Doesn't sound familiar to me. Where are you located, Maverick? Thought Space. This is from Thought Space.
Okie doke.
This wasn't, I guess he's sort of a viewer. He's watched a few episodes, but it's really from a friend who gave this to me because it's show related. This is a very nice journal, like a really fancy, like a leather, like something Magnus would make. It's genuinely like a proper leather bound.
You don't buy that at Ralph's.
Right. They don't have it at Target even. And this was a gift from my buddy Adam Ferrara, who wanted me to interview the show to see what the show wants to be. He's trying to help. This is his J. Ryan motivation. This is like he's trying to, you know. He goes, you're going to start here. And then first time here. Hey, Maverick, it's great to meet you. Thanks for finding us. That's awesome. I hope you like it. We're live on YouTube. It's an actual talk show set like on YouTube and stuff. It looks like that up there. But we're doing the Instagram thing at the same time. And because you're a first timer, I'm going to turn on the bubbles for you. You get the bubbles. There we go. Here come the bubbles. There we go. Woo! Yep. He's like, no, I'm already gone. So great. So his point was to interview the show and see what it wants to be because, we go everywhere with this thing. And the truth is it could be five or six successful things. As it is, it could be – if it was simply broken down into those things and put in those buckets, it could be a handful of successful things. I'm not really good at that part, so he thought this might help. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Thumbs up. Yeah. All right. Maurice, he's here. Hi, Maurice. That's it. Unless we want to do a TBT. Or unless anybody else either wants to join in or ask questions and or join the thing and tell us a story. B. Johnson, 74, waving. Your screen hasn't frozen. We're still here. I like this interface. I really think it's neat. Who's got a car question? Anybody? Analog Speed. Unfortunately, we can't. We have already committed to something downtown. Cruising to Wellness is here. We were just talking about you before, Rob. Analog Speed, we have a mutual friend, you and I, who's having an event that we're going to. Hope you guys are watching Top Gear America premiere in 3 hours. Wait a second. I thought it was on the 29th. We're stoked for it, man. This, again, is Sean Winograd, who is one of the producers of Top Gear America. We're stoked. I've got the calendar set for tomorrow, and I was thinking if we didn't go to Breakfast Club, we'd probably watch that in the morning. But if you're saying it's today, I don't know. And also, when you see Rob Corddry, tell him that I'm still being a dick and still pestering him. I sent him an email again the other day. I stopped watching a few years ago. Yeah, but it's a whole new cast, man. It's all new. It's Dax Shepard, it's Rob Corddry, and Jethro Bovington. I'm not telling you it's good. You should watch it because nobody's seen it yet. But I'm telling you it's new, and I think you should have an open mind. Why do you think the 928 is so underrated as a Porsche? Here's the funny thing. I'm going to say I don't think it's underrated. I think it's overrated as a Porsche. But I know that some people absolutely love it. It never connected with me. It's a car I still don't get. Also, people are like, especially design people I respect, are like, it is so beautiful. I don't get that one either. There are some models that I like, and there are some design features on the car I like a lot. But as a whole, it's a miss for me. It always has been. In fact, I wonder if Risky Business didn't like kind of immortalize it and the movies it was in. I don't know if it would have been a thing. And mark my words, if that replaced the 911, there would be no more Porsche. That's just my opinion. That car came out to replace the 911 back
really?
In the day.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The app is telling me it's coming out at midnight Eastern time tonight. Oh my gosh, you're right. Eastern time tonight. So that's 9 p.m. for us. Wow. Very cool, Sean Winograd. All right. So everybody else, that was on the list too. And we told you on Tuesday, but new Top Gear. It's on the Motor Trend app. That you have to have the app to watch it. Is that right, Sean? I can't remember. Or will it be on the schedule as well? He'll tell us in just a second there. And also, I hope you're having fun. Rob said he had a hell of a good time on the first season, Rob Corddry. So I'm assuming that that you did too. I hope you did too. I went to the pilot when Adam Carolla and Tanner Faust were hosted. Yeah, that didn't get picked up, if I recall, right? That's the one that became the one with our friend Adam Ferrara and Tanner and Rutledge Wood. Yes, it's on the app for now, Sean says. Believe it will be on Discovery Channel soon. Awesome. All right, so most of our people have the Motor Trend app. If not, it's so cheap for all the content you get. Just go download the Motor Trend app. I saw it the other day. It was like $2 a month or something. Whatever it was, it was something super, super cheap. Don't quote me on that because I think it was a promo for like a year or something, but whatever. It's worth it. Think of everything you get. It would be worth it just for the Top Gear library, let alone all of the car shows are on there. There was a company in Germany that put a Golf body on a 928 and went a telling on the Autobahn. I bet. They taped it at El Toro, yeah. I went to some of those as well at El Toro, but it was once the show was already shooting, which would have been, you know, with the next cast. We had a friend who produced on that show as well. Yvette, remember Yvette?
Yeah.
My Top Gear hat came from Yvette. She got that.
No way.
Yvette Solis. In fact, Sean, you might know her because maybe you guys worked together back then. Because I think Sean worked originally on that first Top Gear, and then he got Wheeler Dealers, and now he's back at Top Gear. Different, because it's a different Top Gear.
In the round.
Yeah, so much fun. We head out on the road in a few short weeks to film some more shenanigans. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So happy to hear that. And that you got a pickup before the second season was even on. That's great. The powers that be must have liked the material that you made. Somebody here... How do you feel about Pontiacs? I love Pontiacs. We build excitement. I really do. I mean, Skip Ploss, I think you know my history with DeLorean, with the DeLorean family. And Catherine DeLorean is one of my closest friends in the world. She is my heart. you know, her dad created the muscle car for GM back in the day with the Pontiac GTO. I'm sure you know that already. So, yeah, I love Pontiacs. Also, the Fiero was a fun-ass car. And, again, pretty DeLorean-like. Somebody said something. What was the daily before the, I think, before the Porsche? I think I saw that. And if not, I'll just answer it anyway. We had an M4, which was ferocious for a daily driver. It was ridiculous. I always had an M3 or a 335 or, you know, like that kind of a always had a 3 Series coupe, always. And then M4 was just too much car. It was too ferocious. It was an AMG. BMW made an AMG. And I guess that's how they all are now. Just gobs and gobs of power. Correct, my bad. The Pilot was at Lakewood Studios. Oh, okay, I don't know. Yeah, I didn't know that. We Build Excitement. That's what I said. Yeah, I love that. Pontiac. Remember, what was it? Ride. Or was it Ride? Pontiac Ride or Drive Pontiac Drive? I think it was Ride Pontiac Ride. Which is so funny. Our cars are built for riding. Some are built for driving. Some are built for riding. Trolling autocorrect. Oh, instead of saying effing. Yeah, that's right. You're a school. You're an educator. Skip Plus, I went and looked at Google Earth over your Miller Driscoll School and my alma mater elementary school, Miller School. I can see like where it used to be like 3 pods, as I recall. And I can see that they're sort of connected and stuff now. And I can see where the garden is mostly gone. And that's a bummer. And the hallway is gone. Although it seems like one side of it's not a hallway anymore, but like the window, whatever. What I couldn't find was that big dome, that big biosphere thing that you were talking about. Is that, where would that be in location to the school? If you're still here. And you can feel free to answer on YouTube or Instagram. It's fun. I should be doing other things. Not like I should be doing other things, but like for me to just sit here, ask a question, and wait for the internet to answer. Like he might have left. You know, he might not be there. I can't just sit here and wait. All of that to say, I wore this shirt today because the DeLorean stuff has been in my mind between the Kobe thing the other day, the anniversary, and then Bob Gale talking to Bob Gale messaging with Bob Gale today, and that's why I posted those pictures. It's funny, we watched the Jay Leno's Garage where Bob Gale told the story, and I was just like, wait a second. I introduced those guys to Bob Gale, and it was years after we did that thing. So what the hell? That's funny. To each their own. It's not a dome. It's the center open space. Oh. So I need to look closer in the center open space. You said something about a lake and stuff. I couldn't imagine that being in that tiny little space. But I think I might have been looking in the wrong place. I was looking where the Japanese garden used to be. And why isn't there a dome? It'd be so much cooler if there was a dome. I pictured a dome.
Yeah.
Do you remember the biosphere? I totally pictured the biosphere.
On the East Coast for sure.
And also, back to the dome. You remember the show Under the Dome? Did anybody watch that show?
I love that.
Well, you and I watched it, but it was awful. It was awful. So bad.
The bald guy, what's his name? From Breaking Bad?
You call him Hank. I love that. From Breaking Bad. But we hung out with him at Comic-Con that time. We had a picture of you and him from Comic-Con. So good. Type 911 joined. Oh, we were just leaving. Claude joined. We were just leaving. What do you guys want to talk about, Claude? We're just about to duck out. We told all the stories. We killed all the time. I waved all the waves. It's so fun. All right. I think it's time to make the official call and say that Breakfast Club is probably I mean, what do you feel? Look at this.
I don't know.
It's not a matter of whether or not we can get up there. What are you going to do when we get there? You going to sit in the snow in your wheelchair? Like, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think the driveway will be plowed. I don't know. Also, I can't in good conscience send people up there. So I think it's safe to say that Breakfast Club probably will not be on. If you're just going for a drive and you're ambitious, I mean, sure, we might see you up there. But and sure, we might have donuts and coffee. But I won't expect to see you, I'll tell you that. I won't expect to see you at all. 90% chance of snow and rain. By the way, that it starts at 7 p.m. tonight and goes till 2 p.m. tomorrow.
That's a big window.
Well, who knows? Yeah, I mean, it's what it's saying on this right now. A lot of snow. All right. You guys ever make it to the Pelican Parts Cars and Coffee? Love the Pelican Parts Cars and Coffee down at the promenade on the peninsula? The answer is yes. In fact, if you look at any old pictures, we were at every single one of those things. I think we only ever missed, we missed like one or two ever.
Yeah.
And one we weren't in town. Put a snowplow on her chair. That's a great idea. We'll just push her around. We'll just have her hold the shovel and we'll push her. Oh, you're baiting now going on up to Highway 2 tomorrow? Well, I mean, we're going. We always go. I don't know if we'll make it all the way, but it's sort of our thing. Like, that's our thing. It's our mission. It's our workout. Snowplow on your chair. It's so funny. Can't do that. Maybe. Snowblower. Now we're getting somewhere. Snowblower.
That's a great idea. I'm totally in.
Well, the story of our 997. It's awesome. We love our car. It's a, from the outside, it's a base 997S, 911S, 2005. It's very, very early. Marco and I put it together that we think, hi, Zwart, Zwart's here, Jeff Zwart. Hello, hello, hello. We put it together that we think our car probably had an engine replacement before we got it, and not because of anything other than when we went to do, we went to check the IMS. Last time he was in there for whatever, I can't remember, but he went to check the IMS and it was the larger bearing that is not replaceable, that theoretically shouldn't go, and it came out later and whatever. As a precaution, he still pulled the seal out of it to make sure that it was fine in the future. But because it was an early car built in 2004 and it has the upgraded engine from like 2006, it didn't take too long to like sort of put the wheels together. So we realized that it probably had an engine swap right before we got it, which is pretty awesome. Snow has the best snow drive photos. Zwart sent us, when we started doing the What Are You Driving Today, it was over Christmas, and Zwart sent one of the best videos. Zwart, I never asked your permission to share it, so I didn't share it. But he sent a video to us one day saying Merry Christmas and here's what I'm driving today, something like that.
It was awesome.
Where he literally goes, the 914's all warmed up, and he's got the phone out and he walks outside into the snow, gets in the car, shuts it, put the phone up, and he goes for a drive ripping through the snow sideways. You can hear it screaming. It is awesome. It's awesome. It was so good. I felt like it was valuable. I felt like it was valuable footage, and I never asked if we could air it. Zwart, thank you for that video, and if it's okay with you, I'd love to play it on the show sometime or put it on social or something. It was a great video. So cool. Back to our car. Yeah, no, the story was we didn't want our car. We didn't try to buy our car. We didn't follow an ad. I thought I wanted a silver one. We looked at a blue one. We looked at a red one. And actually, I think on the same day, it was at the same place as the blue one. This blue one was like, it was too nice for us. It was really, really nice. Someday, Zwart says someday. it was so, so nice that we were like, this isn't even me and the PC. I was the creative director for the PCA at the time. And like, it didn't fit even us. So, what was at the same place, though, peeking out around the bend, was this little yellow one that was kind of tucked away like Herbie the Love Bug in the back. And it was, it called out to us. And we went and drove it. And I don't know. We went home and thought, this isn't the car for us. It had the turbo wheels on it, which weren't right. And it was yellow, which was not right. Like, everything about it was like, eh. But it drove nice. It was good. You know, it had power and everything. Everything was where it should be. Gosh, we didn't, I mean, it was... we didn't go back the next day, but it might have been the very next day. I think there was only one day in between.
It was a fast turnaround.
This car couldn't get out of my head. I just couldn't get it out of my head, and it couldn't get out of her head either. And I think it was like the nighttime of that first, whatever, the next day. And we said, I think we should go down there tomorrow, and I think we should just get it. Like, I don't know how or why. I don't know how we were going to do it. We wanted to sell the M4, but we didn't. I don't remember what we did, but we were like, we should just do that. And we should just, if they'll take the deal we want to do, we should just drive home with it. And they did. And we did. And that was the deal. We didn't want it. It wasn't what we were looking for. We did a little digging. The fact that it was, had a little bit of, had been raced here and there, that was very attractive to me. But really, it was the fact that it was a little smiley face. A conversation that we had had when we were discussing whether or not we could or should even get a Porsche was she said, we can get a Porsche, but you got to get a happy Porsche. Like, you know how some have kind of like an inherent smile and some are kind of like meaner? The GT cars are more angry Porsches. And like a 356 or most 911s are, kind of happier. This one was literally speed yellow, and it had nothing on it. There was nothing. So it was just, like, not even a front plate bracket. So it was just the smiley face, and it was happy. And I think that somehow that kept replaying in my head, and it was like, all right, it's got to be that one. You know how Herbie got in Jim Douglas's head and vice versa? It was like there was a weird thing, and I really relate to it. And no other car buying experience has ever been like that for me. I am Mr. I know what I want when I walk in because I know the deal. You know what I mean? Like, it's never happened before.
This
or
felt
since.
Like a real car experience.
A real car experience?
I'm using the wrong words, but it felt very visceral. Like, I couldn't get that car out of my head ever, and that's so weird for me.
Right. And so then it became the story was it was still just a yellow 997. Like, within the first couple of days, I sourced the right wheels for it. I actually, believe it or not, this is how I am. And you said before how, like, you used the word, it wasn't what I was looking for, but it was right. Serendipitous, is that what you were, whatever?
Simultaneous is what I said.
Earlier. Sorry, I got caught up there. No, you didn't do anything wrong. It's me trying to remember the word. Anyway, so serendipitous. I actually found I went to Craigslist and started searching local buyers for lobster wheels. I found the wheels for my car. Like, from my car. The guy who sent it to the place where it was thought it'd be more valuable with the turbo wheels on it. They thought they'd get more money for it. And I was like, well, actually, I really want these ones over here. And he was like, fine by me. He's like, you already got the money for the turbo wheels. So it was a weird thing. So the wheels that are on it are the right wheels. But we put them on. And then the reason it looks how it does, it had a regular 10-year-old paint job on it when we got it. But while the moment I got it, I started doing stuff to it, like, service stuff and whatever. Somebody says bullshit. Which one? Oh, bullshit on the wheels? No, it's totally true. It's totally true. And then a funny thing was, and then I told the guy from the place we bought it, he couldn't believe it either because that was his client who sold, like, that was the consignment for the car. He was like, you're fucking shitting me. Yeah, no, it definitely happened. But the car looks how it does because we had a mechanic damage it, like drop the tool on it or something on the back. The tool dropped the tool. And we had insurance do the paint on it, but they repainted like half the car because of the blending and whatever. And huge kudos and shout out to the Porsche South Bay, who we used their body shop, and they went through with an actual, like, fully Porsche spec paint job and everything. It was amazing, but then it made the car look like shit because it was half perfect and half shit. But when we pointed that out to them, to their credit, and even though it took 2 months, they repainted the whole damn car. So we had a windows out respray that would have cost $13,500. It did cost $13,500 through our insurance. We paid $500. But the moment that was done, thank you on the lobster wheels. Thank you so much. I love them too. That's why it's one of the reasons I wanted the 997. I just like them on there. I can't remember whatever. We had the car painted. It was way too bright, so we started not washing it. Till it got some patina on it. Now it's got patina. Does Porsche South Bay use an offsite body shop? I think it's offsite, but they own it. No, let me rephrase that. It's definitely off-site, but they own it. It used to be called L.A. Car Guy. I don't think it's called that anymore, though. Hi, Jay and Nicole. Hi, Scott Kelly. Good to see you. Anyway, yeah, so that's the story. And then, you know, 30, 40,000 miles on the crest or whatever of patina since. And that's why, like, when you clean it, it's smoking tire. It looks gleaming because it's damn new paint underneath. And then you just look where the wheels, like behind the wheels, wherever the little rock chips and whatever, there's no paint whatsoever. It's down to the bare metal and or plastic. Drive safe, everyone. You too, One Vintage. All right, we got to sign off. We've gone way too long here. That was fun. Thanks for the questions, though. Thanks for the questions. Okay, I need to get some paint done on my GTI. Doubt they will work on it. I doubt you need them to work on it. There are a lot of great shops. We can recommend some great shops. It just so happened that because of how it all worked, and I was in the PCA at the time, and like there was all these things where I was like, all right, let's get this all official. I didn't want it to like lose value, blah, blah, blah. And then we went a different direction. I love you, Claude. Great to see you. Thanks, Dorian. See you out there. Uh-oh, people are joining over here. Patrick Brass is joining on YouTube. How long have you had Yellow Car? Over 5 years. I think it was 5 years in December, as a matter of fact. I'm in Redondo Beach. All right. He's trying to, you know, he's saying like for shops, I'm trying to think of what else is down there. LA Car Guy is actually very, very convenient for you. They, or whatever that shop is, they're right by the airport and they don't only do Porsches. I mean, they'll work on other cars. Love you back, Jay and Nicole. Thanks for the live. Hope to see both of you soon. Oh man, Sean, I would love that. And please shout out to all your guys on Top Gear and to your lady as well. Hope to see you soon. Good stuff. All right. Wrapping it up again. There you go. Longest goodbye ever. All right. We're good. We're good?
We're good.
We'll be at Breakfast Club, but we don't expect to see you. depending on weather and everything else, I was thinking about going to Malibu because I miss it. I miss Susie. I miss Bill. I miss the burrito. I miss the muffins. I was thinking about doing that on Saturday. We're doing something else on Sunday, but I don't think I can share because I don't think it's a public thing. It's not that we're cool. It's just, it's like,
it's small.
I don't know, but it's not my place to say, and it's not my thing. And I didn't have the okay to like spread it around. So people are I think because of the big blowout, it's becoming like, oh, the little boutique, the little pop-up car shows are back. Like, oh, how they start before they get ruined. I think that's right. Happening. But instead of like, oh, we like this spot, let's stay. It's going to keep moving around.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know that for a fact. That's just sort of what I'm getting from this so far. SOS Autocraft does great work in West LA for body and paint. There you go. That's a great recommendation from somebody, from Scott Kelly. Scott Kelly also, he would know. He deals with a lot of people there in the PCA. They know what's up. They keep their paint perfect. It's true. If you want to buy a car, you're looking for a clean Porsche. When it says PCA owned, that's generally a good thing.
Yeah.
I love you. We love you. We'll see you out there. Thanks for bearing with us. This was the throwaway show that we did for a really long time. Thanks to Zwart for chiming in. Thanks to everybody for chiming in. Went last Sunday. Parking lot was not accessible in Malibu. Yeah. No, Saturday. I was thinking, Claude, we might go Saturday for muffins. Not for a car show, although it would be great to see you. In fact, let's say we're going to do that. Let's say Saturday in Malibu to everybody who wants to come. You guys are cool. Thank you, the Will Bryson. I think you're cool, too. Thanks, Craig C. Chen. All right. Wearing out our welcome. That's it. See everybody later. Love you. Have a great weekend.